Praise
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But it's a good day to be alive, to lift up the name of Jesus. It is a great day, praise God, to call upon his holy name. Father, I do give you praise, glory, and honor for this very day. For I realize this is the day that you have made. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, thank you once again for your love. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for forgiveness of my sins, my iniquities, shortcomings, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me, praise God, to be able to call upon your name and to call upon you while you are near, that you can hear us and you can be found. Father God, I appreciate you. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate, praise God, your patience. I appreciate your mercies and your grace, praise God, that is sufficient for us. God, I give you praise today. I recognize, Father God, I am nothing without you. I'm not nothing. I'm not even worthy, praise God. Praise God, to breathe the air that you have loaned to me and to us. But God, I want to say thank you, because Father God, you looked beyond my fault and you saw my need. You saw I needed a Savior in my life. And Father, thank you for choosing me. Thank you, Father, for reaching way down and pick me up. You pull me out the muck and the marrow clay. And Father, I thank you, Lord. As I may say, praise God, if you can save a wretch like me, you can save anybody and everybody. But Father, I thank you once again today. Father, I love you for this day. Thank you, Father, for the blood still running warm in my veins. Thank you, Father God, for your kindness. And thank you, most of God, for all for your mercy. Because nobody can do me like you, Jesus. And I appreciate you. And I do bless you now. I bless you. I bless you, God. For you are worthy, hallelujah, to be blessed. You are worthy. You are worthy. And today, praise God, I don't want to prolong the time, because I know, praise God, time, praise God, is very God, is a very essential thing, praise God, and it's very important. So today, praise God, this afternoon, I want to come to you, praise God, with a word, praise God, from the book of Revelation. From the book of Revelation. Revelation. Yes, we're talking about the book of Revelation in the chapters 3 through the verses 7 through 13. We're going to talk, praise God, about a little something, praise God, that Jesus established. He established this. And to praise God, we're going to still be talking about the church. And tonight, praise God, I want to give you just a little, praise God, intro of who we are talking about. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it, praise God. He said before the Lord went to the cross, he made a statement concerning the church people. The church Jesus described often had a little resemblance to many of the churches found in the world today. But if we look at, praise God, at Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus said it. This is what the word said. Jesus said it. He said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." My God, the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. In this conversation, in this word, praise God, I'm bringing forth to you, it is saying, praise God, Jesus tells us a little about the character of the church. He's going to build this church. As I said to you on last evening, it is not your church. If you would allow God to build your church, you would see, praise God, to how God would add to your church. But because it's your church and not God's church, there is nothing happening but chaos and confusion. I will say that again. Because you are building the church and not allowing Jesus to build the church that he spoke about in Matthew 16:18, this is why the confusion. This is why, praise God, they're falling away, because you are building it. You have to go along. Then, hey, come on, let's get with Jesus. Don't kick him out. Put him in so he can help you build the souls that will come into the kingdom, because you're going to give account of the souls that you bring in. Praise God. This is kingdom work. And he said right here, Jesus says, in this passage, Jesus tells us a little bit about the character of the church. And a lot of these churches are like the one right up to this. Praise God. He said, this church is to be built. You know who? Jesus himself. It is the foundation of the church. Listen to me carefully. It is the foundation of the church, not the founder. Like he said, I'm the founder of the church. You're not the founder of anything. You're weak. You defile. Sin dwells. Yes. So what are you building? He says, I will build the church. Jesus himself is the foundation of the church. His death, his blood, and his resurrection form the foundation upon which the church should stand. And Jesus said, his church is to be militant, a militant, not a fashion show. Praise God, not a center for programs. Not a center, praise God, to store this and store that. My church, he says, is to be militant. He's saying that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it because it's built on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The gates of hell are not, praise God. See, the gates are not offensive. It is an offensive weapon, but they are defensive in nature. The church Jesus described was not a body of weak, oppressed people who were sitting around in fear waiting on the next attack of the enemy. We've had God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, let me tell it. And he said, praise God, that those, he was describing a lot of churches and a lot of Christians. Instead, the church of Jesus Christ picture is one that is on the move. Churches here, they shut up. They used to have press service in the evening. They used to have it, praise God, you can go to the house of God and pray. But now they lock them down like prisons. You only go there to pray when you go for a little service. And most of the service, praise God, is singing, jumping, and little tiny words. You don't get too much of that. So he said, the church that I build, it shall be built upon a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. They are active in the Lord's work, and they are changing in various strongholds. And they charge every stronghold that comes towards them from hell itself. They do not, praise God, operate on fear. But they build it on faith, and literally, the church Jesus came to found is a church that hell cannot handle. Hell can't handle the church. When Jesus built the church, the devil can't handle it. He can't deal with it because it's too much, praise God. But what we're saying here today, we need to learn, praise God, about the letter, praise God, to our church in Philadelphia. This church has been described in various ways over the years. Many have called it a weak little church. I just want to call your attention, praise God, just to just a little bit of facts that all these are the seven churches, of the seven letters of the seven churches, praise God. This is the only church. Are you listening to me? It is the only little church, that Jesus did not rebuke of any kind. Hey, Jesus, when Jesus wrote to this church, everything he had to say to them was positive. They were following the direction of God. They were following the direction of the founder or whoever church they want to name it after. They were following Jesus. With that in mind, we must notice, praise God, that this letter, that Jesus, not the church, is the primary focus. But this tells us what they really know in their hearts. If they kept Jesus at the center of the church, not at the end of the back door, outside in the backyard. He was, hey, Jesus, hi, bye, bye. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, help me. He was glorified. And he was, praise God, one, praise God, that they knew that he was the center attraction of the church. And now what was going on in the church? We make it much about us. But he made it much about him. Yes. I would like to just tell you, praise God, a little about the Lord's letter to the church of Philadelphia. In this word to this church, it was very clear of a picture. The kind of church that hell could not handle. Because if we build it the way God say build it, There was no devil in hell that would come against it. But today, praise God, we got them fighting in the church. We got them shooting in the church. We got the pastors fighting the members fighting the pastor, fighting the members, the ushers fighting the members, the police up at the church, blocking and handcuffing people at the church of God. Hey, Jesus, but that's not the church, praise God, because that's the church that is already in hell. But he said, the one, praise God, that you build in my name and build up on my foundation, no devil in hell can come against it. And he said, that is the church that the hell cannot handle. There, God, he said that about say. We're going to, praise God, talk about it. I want to draw your attention to a word that is used in what Jesus Christ was saying. And this word was behold. Behold, and it is used, praise God, in verses 8, 9, and 11. By using the word, Jesus is calling the church to make some observations. He's telling them to look at what you're doing. Look what you have done. Look what you're not doing. Hey, God. And the Lord wanted the church in Philadelphia, he considered it. These are the observations, praise God, that Jesus Christ was trying to get the church to see. You need to make some observations. I think we all, praise God, want to be the church that hell cannot handle. But if you got hell going on in your church, it's already got a hold to it. Going to jail. Pastors fighting with the members. Pastors' wives fighting with the members. Hey, Jesus. Hey. In verses 7 and 8, God is trying to give us opportunity. The first thing he said, behold, is to give us, praise God, a draw that there is something that needs attention, that be concerned about. The Lord has made available to us this church in Philadelphia. Yes, yes. By the way, these same opportunities are available to every church that will walk in his will. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, my God, he got us out. He said he praised God in verse 7 and 8, the counsel of our master. Jesus comes to the church and he reveals himself as one in control of everything. He reminds them that he is to be for the focus of the faith and of everything is around us, which is in the wheel of their service that it turns. He's to be the freedom focus, not you. Not deacon, not the pastor, not the evangelist, not this one, not that one. He's the focus. His personality. He is holy and he is true. There is no sin, there no deception in our Lord. Hey, God, you never see. He is all. He claims it to be. He is motivated. His motives, praise God, are always pure. Jesus Christ is the dependable one. His power. Jesus is described as holding the key of David. And when we as individuals learn, praise God, who is in control, then we too can have a church that hell cannot handle. But we must understand that the church is built upon the rock. And that rock is Jesus. It's not built upon, praise God, how your members stand, how faithful they are. It is built upon Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said it, praise God. He said, ha, God, you cared about it. Christ is the dependable one. His power, Jesus is described as holding the key of David. What does this mean, praise God? It is referenced to Isaiah 22, 20 and 22. There was a faithful man by the name of Elkins, was named and stewardess of King Hezekiah. He was given the key of David. This referred to, praise God, the fact that Elkins had achieved and there was an access to all the riches that belonged to the king. See, God has set you in the right place, but you must be following him doing the right thing. The old, hey, God, thank you, Lord. The Old Testament tells us, praise God, the illustration that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's faithful. He's administrator of the riches of the kingdom of his Father. He's reminding us, praise God, that he has the power to meet the needs. The church has led, that leads through ministry. He has given them. We can be faithful to provide all things to do the job if we would follow Jesus. Hey, my God, he called them too. He said He has the keys. He has the power to open doors. Oh, and to close doors as he sees fit. The bottom line, my friend, of all of this is that Jesus is in control of the church. He should be. He should be. Oh, but we don't have him in there. He's not the chairman of the board. He's not the chairman of the board. He's not the board of the deacon. He's not the one that's over the deaconess board. He's not the one that's always in the pastor's study. Come on, somebody. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, Jesus. And praise God is that you have everybody in control and set in place except the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus is not in it, it don't work. You can't have it your way. You can't have it your way. This is not the Burger King. It is not the Burger King. You have to do it the way, praise God, God has designed for you to do it. Praise the Lord. You have to line up with the Word of God. You do not line up with the Word of God, we are lost. Are lost. And know that we are following him as we see fit. Praise the Lord. But we must understand, praise God, that he tells us in verses 8, he know their works. He know what you do, why you do it, and what make you do it. He said, I know your works. I know that you, what you are doing and how you are doing it, why you are doing it. What is your motive for doing it? He know, praise God, the doors that are open, he has set before them. He has set before them the door to open. Praise God. We must understand, praise the Lord, that without the Lord, we can do nothing. We're nothing. You're lost. He knows all there is to know about us. Yes. The call of our mission, Jesus now moves to tell them that he has given them an open door of opportunity to minister in that world. The Lord called them to represent his name in the day. And he went out before them and paved the way for their success. You don't have to do the hard work. He's already did it for you. Friend, he has done the same for us. This church was not found by the Lord without a reason. He allowed this church to be born for a purpose, and for that purpose that has changed, nor has it been fully realized. God has given this church, pray God, an open door of opportunity in this world, and our duty is to find out what is that to go through by faith. Not, praise God, for your liking, for your doing, because you say it's your church. It is God's church, and that church, praise God, is called to win souls into the kingdom of God. It is called, praise God, to pray ye therefore that laborers will come and go into the vineyard and work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. But we're not praying that God send forth laborers. We are praying, praise God, for more money, for more buildings, for more this and more that. And we're not even using what God has already provided for us. The Lord Jesus is in control of all the doors of our life. He moves into life like he did in Paul's day. In Acts 16, 6 and 10, all the doors of God are a blessing. There are times, hallelujah, when he opened wide doors, and there is no doubt about it, praise God. He will, and he's a leader, praise God. He has an expertise in leadership. There are other times, praise the Lord, when he sees doors slammed shut before us. When that happens, we often come, praise God, confused and try to push that door open ourselves. We need to understand that the truth, praise God, that when the door, Lord, closes a door in our lives, he is actually involving in that what he is going to do. He is merely going to lead us in another direction. And where he's opened a door for us, it will do us well, hallelujah, if we learn to praise God from both the open door and the closed door. The consistency of our ministry, hallelujah. Another opportunity for these people, praise God, to possess, praise God, was the consistency which they carried out in their ministry. Two thoughts are mentioned here. Our weakness, praise God. in their weakness, praise God, and these people are described, possessing a little strength. But remember what Jesus said to the church in Sardis. They said the reputation of being strong, hallelujah. But, praise God, that they were still dead. The church in Laodicea thought they were powerful and needed nothing. But Jesus told them that they were made him. They made him sick. Yet this church, praise God, which was probably small in size and poor in finances, rim described as having a little strength. While this church was weak in the eyes of men and in their own eyes as well, but their weaknesses, praise the Lord, was in fact their greatest strength. Jesus tells us that our weakness forces us into a place of greater dependency upon him. Hallelujah. And the results, hallelujah, in heaven's power, loving and through us, praise 12, 7, and 10. The next, praise God, is our willingness. Our willingness, as Jesus continued to speak to the church, he addresses two characteristics they are possessing, and they made them strong in the midst of their weaknesses. He said, My strength, praise God, is sufficient for you. You don't have to worry about it, but my strength is made sufficient for you. Hallelujah. To check yourself. And I say to this, keep this word and to take care and observe what the Lord Jesus Christ tells us to do. You be blessed. You be blessed. You be blessed.